Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Remember that fact, ladies. Remember that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and for this reason. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And listen, you get the top U.S. government grades of beef. Yes, sirree. It's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you get better value in top-grade beef. Let's take a Kroger cut chuck roast as an example. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. You're bound to get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. No matter which you prefer, steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. But make that discovery for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Nora Williams' 18th birthday party was a gay and festive thing, but only for a brief while. Jim Martin, estranged and reportedly dead husband of Penny's friend Peg Martin, put in a sudden appearance with a gun in his hand. It is early the next morning, and Penny's mother, Grace, sits in a hospital corridor. Johnny Keith is with her.
Oh, Johnny, they won't even let me go into her room and look at her. Why won't they?
Well, they have their reasons, Mrs. Billings. Penny was badly wounded. And it won't do her any good if you do see her. She's still unconscious.
I know. But if I could just sit by her bed.
Yeah, I know how you feel, Mrs. Billings, but you can do just as much good sitting out here. Inside, you'll only be in the way. They'll call you if they need you.
Johnny, I couldn't listen when the doctor was talking about her. Is she going to be all right?
You want the truth, don't you?
Of course.
Well, the doctors don't know yet. Penny's fever is very high. They can't get the bullet out yet.
Oh,
no, Mrs. Billings. You don't want to do that. You wanted the truth, and that's it. Here, you can look at it this way. There's just as much chance that she'll be all right.
I'm sorry, Johnny. Can't help it. I'll behave, though, starting right now.
Look, want to go out for a cup of coffee?
No, I couldn't swallow anything. My throat's too tight.
Maybe you'd like to lie down, try to sleep.
No. I'll stay right here. You go down for coffee if you want to.
No, I'll stick here.
Thanks. I need somebody around.
Well, it's the least I can do.
But, Johnny, you can't stay here all day.
Well, I'm going to, though.
But you were here almost all night.
You don't understand, Mrs. Billings. You were in the kitchen when it happened.
I wish I hadn't been. Things might not have happened the way they did. Oh, I'd much rather it would have happened to me instead of Penny. Johnny, why did it happen to Penny?
Well, that's what I was getting at. That's what I meant when I said you don't know what happened and why I'm going to stick here till she's all right.
What do you mean?
The others will tell you. Jed and Freddie. Well, maybe not Freddie. He was busy with this fellow Martin, too. But Jed, Nora, Barry, Peg, Mr. Williams, and all the others will tell you it's my fault that Penny was shot.
No, Johnny, that's not true. It was this Martin person who had the gun.
Yeah, he had the gun, but I knocked his arm just as he fired it. That's why the bullet hit Penny instead of Peg.
That doesn't make the fault yours.
It doesn't? Well, if I hadn't hit Jim Martin's arm, Penny wouldn't have been hit.
But Peg might have been hit and killed.
Well, Peg herself would rather have had it that way than the way it turned out.
No, Johnny. None of us would have wanted that to happen, no matter which of us was hurt. And don't blame yourself because Penny was wounded. It's one of those strange accidents. You know, I've always said everything happens for a reason. And I've got to think that now, too.
Penny was hurt because I hit Martin's arm and turned the pistol toward Penny. If I'd grabbed his arm and moved it up instead of just knocking it to one side, no one would have been hurt. You don't know how I feel, Mrs. Billings. I feel as if
Johnny,
I...
you mustn't feel responsible. No one at all is really to blame. certain ways, we can't even blame Peg's husband. He didn't intend to hurt Penny.
No, he intended to kill his wife. If Penny doesn't... Well, if she doesn't recover, Martin will face a murder charge just as if he'd shot Penny voluntarily.
Oh, let's not talk about that, Johnny. Retribution isn't going to help matters if Penny dies.
I know. And if you all turn against me for this, I won't blame you.
Johnny, you've got to stop blaming yourself for this. I won't have it. None of us will. Jed told me a little bit of what happened, and he didn't blame you. All he said was that Peg would have been killed if you and Freddie hadn't done what you did.
Yeah, I know. I know. You're all going to be nice about it. But if you want to have a secret resentment toward me, it's all right with me. Oh. Seems to me the last year I've done nothing but hurt Penny. First by breaking her heart, then now this. Mrs. Billings, maybe you'll forgive me someday, but I know I'll never forgive myself. I'll always...
Oh, Johnny, here you are trying to comfort me when you're the one who needs comforting.
I don't deserve comforting, Mrs. Billings. I ought to have my head examined. Uh-oh. Doctor's coming out of Penny's room.
Oh, maybe he'll let me see her now.
Yeah, maybe. I hope so. Now, you get hold of yourself, Mrs. Billings.
Uh-huh.
If things aren't right, remember what you said about things happening.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
This is Peg. Peg Martin.
Peg, this is Johnny Keith.
Oh, Johnny, how is she?
Well, she's still in a coma, Peg.
Johnny, she isn't worse, is she?
No, just about the same. Mrs. Billings and I just talked with the doctor. That's why I'm calling. He said he won't know anything until tomorrow. We'll just have to wait out the day and the night.
Oh, how awful. Johnny, is there anything I can do?
No, just take care of things at home. Mrs. Billings and I are going to stay here. At least Mrs. Billings says they're going to get her a room in the hospital.
Well, maybe I should come up and stay with her, or is it best if I stay out of her sight?
Now, don't say that, Peg. No one's blaming you.
Well, I'm blaming myself. Why didn't he shoot me? Penny never did him any harm.
Now, you forget it. Don't think about it that way. If anyone's to blame, I am. Now, look, is Freddie around?
No, he's not.
Well, have Nora pack up a few of Mrs. Billings' things, and when Freddie does come home, have him bring him up to the hospital, will you?
Yes, Johnny, I will. Oh, and Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
If he gets to talk to Penny before I do, will you tell her I'm sorry?
I won't have to.
Please, Johnny, you have to tell her.
All right, I'll tell her.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. You'll call again very soon.
Yeah, as soon as I know anything. Maybe there'll be a change sooner than the doctor thinks.
I hope so.
I know you do. We all do. Well, you'll hear from me. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Johnny.
Who was that, Peg?
It was Johnny Keith, Mr. Billings.
Oh, any news? Penny all right?
There's no change, Mr. Billings. She's still in a coma.
Oh, more waiting, huh?
More waiting. Mrs. Billings is going to stay at the hospital overnight. The doctor doesn't think there'll be a change until tomorrow morning or sometime tomorrow. I've forgotten just what Johnny said.
Well, we'll just have to wait then. Not complain about it. It's worse for Penny than it is for us.
Mr. Billings, I'm so ashamed. You hate me very much, don't you?
Hate you, child? Well, why? The gun wasn't in your hand. You didn't point it at Penny. There's no one to blame but that husband of yours. And even he didn't intend to shoot Penny.
But he did, and I'm to blame because he...
You know, there's something I just can't understand for the life of me. Didn't your mother write you that your husband had been killed in an automobile accident?
Yes, out on the West Coast. She received a letter from the police out there.
Well, how in the name of everything that's right could the police make such a mistake?
Oh, Mr. Billings, you don't know my husband. He's a very clever man, but he's clever in the wrong direction.
Mm.
I was with the police yesterday when Jim told the whole story right from the beginning. It's hard to believe that a man could be so evil.
Well, if he wasn't killed in that accident, who was?
A man Jim picked up with about 2 months ago.
Oh.
But I think I'd better start from the beginning.
Yes, you know, perhaps you better.
Jim wanted to kill me before he left me 5 years ago. He was too clever to do that. He wanted to kill me and get away with it. So all these years, he's been planning a way to do it.
He certainly didn't expect to get away with killing you in this house in front of 13, 14 people, did he?
Well, he didn't expect to run into so many people, and he didn't expect me to call him by name when I saw him. He thought I'd be too shocked to speak, and he was so angry with the way his plans had failed, he decided to kill me anyhow and disappear.
I think I know what was in his mind. He thought things would happen so quickly, none of us could stop him. And when he told the police that a man named Jim Martin, your husband, shot you, They'd check and learn that he'd been dead a month before.
Yes. Yes, that's just what he was thinking.
But the best laid plans of mice and hate-blinded husbands go wrong, don't they? What about this man you said your husband picked up with 2 months ago?
Oh, yes. Well, this will show you why I had reason to fear him. He found out this man had no family of any kind and no friends of recent years. In other words, he was completely unknown. Well, Jim saw his opportunity to kill me and get away with it.
But how?
Jim picked this man up on the highway while Jim was driving west. And when he found out this man had no connections of any kind, he suggested a hunting trip.
Oh.
On the trip, he was going to kill the man, put all his own identification on him so that when this man's body was found, it could be identified as Jim Martin.
But wouldn't your husband's family have interfered with the plan?
Well, Jim has no family.
Oh.
He knew that neither mother nor I would want him returned for burial.
I see. But I thought your husband was supposed to have been killed in an automobile accident.
He was. Jim didn't get a chance to kill this man the way he planned. But driving to the coast after the hunting trip, Jim's car went over an embankment.
Yeah?
And the man was killed, but Jim was only slightly injured.
Oh, luck was with your husband, then. He put all his identification on his friend, then, and his plan worked without murder.
Oh, it worked beautifully. When the police questioned Jim in the hospital, he not only told them that his dead companion was Jim Martin, which the police, of course, had already discovered, but he switched names with the dead man. This gave him a completely new identity. Then, as this new person, he came here to kill me.
Very clever of him, very clever. But you will notice that with all his clever planning, you are not as dead as he wished, and he's in the hands of the police. Why are people such fools that they think they can do harm to others and not suffer for it themselves?
Jim's a fool, so am I. I'm worse than a fool. If I'd only warned everyone the minute he came into the room, no one would have been hurt.
How were you to know he was going to try to kill you, Peg?
I know he's threatened dozens of times.
But you thought he was dead. Believe me, I couldn't speak when you first called him my name. I thought you were out of your mind. This man you called your husband was dead.
Yes, I thought he was, but I was so startled I couldn't think or move. And when I saw the gun...
No, child, you mustn't cry. It's all over. The police will see that he never has a chance to harm you again.
But look what he's done to Penny. Penny is the best friend I've ever had.
And you're one of the best she's ever had.
Fine friend I am. What if she dies because of my husband? What if Jim's killed her? I should be dead, not Penny.
Penny's not going to die. Now, don't cry, Peg. The worst is over. Waiting and wondering how things are going to turn out isn't going to be pleasant. But I'm positive of it. Penny is not going to die.
Will Penny recover? Or has Jim Martin's diabolic plan to murder his estranged wife cut short the life of beautiful Penny Gibbs? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Right. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Take a Kroger cut round steak or roast, for example. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get a minimum of bone, and you get top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. But visit your neighborhood Kroger store and see for yourself. Remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Ladies, make plans right this instant to visit your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can buy Kroger cut beef. Surprise and delight your family with a delicious and juicy steak or roast. And remember, in Kroger cut beef, you get more meat for your money, because the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get Kroger cut beef right away at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.